Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm believing for breakthrough, church. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There are some of you that are so deeply hurting right now. It's hard for you to lift your voice. Just whisper. Just speak the name of Jesus. Tell him you love him. Think of what he's done for you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
This may seem weird, but if you feel that, if that word was for you, I want you to shake off those rags. I want you to shake them off. Get rid of them. Shake them off. And then I want you to pick up the garment of praise. And you cloak yourself with that garment. Amen? Come on. Come on. That garment gives you a new identity in Christ Jesus.
Yes,
Lord. Lets you think about who Jesus is and about who you are in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I am free because he set me free. I am no longer bound in sin. I'm no longer bound in the things of the past because he no longer remembers those things in the past. He has covered them with the blood of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. I have now and I have my future in you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Ooh, amen. Thank you, Lord.
I'm calling on the God of Jacob, whose love endures through generations. I know that you will keep your covenant. I'm calling on the God of Moses, the one who opened up the ocean.
That's our God.
I need you now to do the same thing for me. Oh God, my God, I need you. Oh God, my God, I need you now. How I need you now. For on the road of ages, I'm standing on your faithfulness. Your faithfulness. I'm calling. Calling on the God of David.
Thank you, Jesus.
Who made a shepherd boy courageous. I may not face Goliath, but I've got my own child. Oh, God, my God, I need you. Oh, God, my God, I need you.
Oh, Morning. You don't have to just stand back there. If you need to stay there, that's fine. The altars are open this morning, though. I want to remind you, put on that garment of praise. Put on the garment of praise. I can't force you to do it. Go ahead, Pastor. The bridge. Bridge 2, you moved in power, you were a healer then.
I believe there's a spirit of healing in this house right now. I strongly believe there's a spirit of healing. That means God's going to do the healing. If you're watching online, God's going to do the healing. But I believe the Lord's going to do healing right now. And so we're going to sing this verse. And as you sing it, I want you to sing it with faith, believing. And if you need a healing in your body, I want you to begin to praise Him right now. Praise Him. Praise Him. Praise Him. The answer's there. Praise Him for the healing right now. Let's sing that part, and then I'll lead you.
You moved in power then. God moved in power now. You are the same God. You are the same God.
Receive the healing right now is the time. This is a receiving of the healing. Father God, you have laid the course for this service. You set the stage and you said, Lord, if you'll just come to me, you've already heard it. Lay down the old garments of death and pick up the garments of life in the name of Jesus. Whatever it is, Lord, in our physical body right now. Heal, Lord, I'm praying right now. We're receiving healing. Those online that are watching in this room that are lifting their hands to you, it's personal. It's absolutely between you and them, but it's real and it's full. And there's a healing happening in this house. Father God, we praise you. God, I said we would pray for Pastor Stan Miller this morning, a First Assembly of God that's going in for brain surgery Thursday. Heal him now, God. Heal that man of God right now in the name of Jesus. God, for Aunt Oni in the hospital, for Bud Austin, God, our dear Bud, for Travis that's been sick, God, for those that are sick, for Gary, God, in the name of Jesus, you're the healer. You're the healer for every need in this house. The presence of healing is in this house, folks. We don't need a word. We just need to trust God. We just need to lift our hands to Him right now and receive. Father God, we receive that healing. Would you just say that with me? I receive your healing. I receive your healing, Father God. God, there's been healings after healings after healings taking place in the last few weeks. I've witnessed miracles taking place. And in this house this morning, miracles are taking place. All to your glory. All to your glory. God, we praise you. We thank you. Sing that one more time and then go ahead with your worship.
You are a healer then. You are a healer now. You are the same God. You are the same God. You are a healer then. You are a healer now. You are the same God. You are the same God. Oh God, my God, I need you. Oh God, my God, I need you now. Now I need you now. Oh, all over the faces, I'm standing on your faithfulness. On your faithfulness.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Testify to him, amen.
And I was a wretch. I remember who I was. I was lost, I was blind. I was running out of time. And sin separated. The breach was far too wide. But from the far side of the chasm, held me in your side, and you made a way across the great divide. Left behind heaven's throne to build it here inside. And there at the cross, you paid the debt I owed, broke my chains, freed my soul. For the first time I had hope. And thank you, Jesus, for the blood applied. Thank you, Jesus, it has washed you off. Thank you, Jesus, you saved my life. Darkness into glorious light.
Ooh. Thank you, you took my place.
And you took my place, laid inside my tomb of sin. You were buried for 3 days, but then you walked right out again. Now death has no sting. Life has no end, for I have been transformed by the blood of the Lamb. Thank you, Jesus, for the blood of the Lamb.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus, it has washed me white.
Oh, Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Let's sing glory to his name.
Glory to his name.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Glory to his name. There to my heart was a blood of love. Glory to his name.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
And be one more time in raising your hands and thanking him for the blood that he shed for us. We praise you and thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name. Thank you for the blood, Lord. Thank you for the many, many, many blessings that you have given us through the precious blood of Jesus. God, we praise you. In Jesus' name, we thank you. Somebody say amen this morning. Look at the person next to you and say, man, I'm already glad I'm in church. Amen. Have a seat. If you would, prepare yourself for communion this morning. We're going to be serving, and you'll help me down here. I'm going to ask the servers to come, and Pastor Ruth, come and lead us, would you, this morning? Lead us in communion. I got them. I'll take care of them.
Communion is always a very special and a sacred time. The Lord's Supper is mentioned in the Bible in four of the books, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and 1 Corinthians, which ushered in an ordinance set by Jesus to the church, and it's called communion. You may wonder, what exactly is an ordinance of the church? An ordinance is a ceremony commanded by Christ and incorporated in public worship. Now, why do we do this? Because in communion, we are going to remember him together. Can you remember him in private communion? Absolutely. But today, we're together and we're going to remember him. Communion was initiated by Jesus himself. The last evening before his crucifixion, he gathered his disciples around a table. In the Bible, a lot of the captions will say, Last Supper. And as he did, he told his disciples of his imminent death. Now, this was something that they had never planned on. This is something that absolutely rocked their world, that their leader, their Savior, was no longer going to walk with them. They would be by themselves. Not totally, because the Holy Spirit was coming. But for now, it rocked their world. They hadn't thought about this. Then, on that time of quiet desperation, he said and modeled for them exactly what we're participating in today. He started in 1 Corinthians, in 1 Corinthians 23, this passage says, "The Lord, on the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it, and he said, 'This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.'" Then you just move down a couple of verses, and then he says this, "This is a new covenant of my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me." Can you imagine how the disciples felt that night? Their master had told them he was going away. He also showed them what they should do and what we should do continually to remember him. I remember in my home church and in many churches that hold the communion trays, there was an inscription on my home church communion table, and it says, "This do in remembrance of him." And I remember as a little kid sitting on the front row as a preacher's kid, I always thought, that's just a pretty strange thing to put on a table. I really didn't understand that. But the simplest form I can say, now learning about that, Jesus is saying to us, always, always remember who I am and what I've done for you.
Amen.
Now, a person that doesn't have a relationship with Jesus cannot understand communion and should not participate in communion. But by the end of this service, if that's your lot, we're planning on you getting saved and joining us next time. Because why they can't, it's not that it's a meaning. A person that doesn't have a relationship with Jesus cannot understand the purpose, because you can't remember somebody never known. You can't do it. The scripture continues in this passage to say, don't do it now. Wait till you know me and you know the joy of communion. But if you have an intimate relationship with Jesus, it's totally a different story. How can we